Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Soul in the City listeners and family. I just wanted to come on the radio today. It'll be me. We'll just be having table talk as I reflect and think about what it means to be free, freedom in Christ. What does that mean? And if we are spiritual beings on this earthly plane, how does it mean and how does that look to walk in the freedom? So sit back, listen. It's Sunday evening, and enjoy. If you want to call in, the guest call-in number is 760-695-1120. Again, we're talking about being free as a spiritual being. All you ask you as we talk about that, that you begin to reflect on that while play a little bit of music just to get us in the tone and the mold to talk and discuss. It'll just be tabletop time, you and me. And here's a little music. On that. You see, you hear that in the Psalms. One, as a man thinketh, so is he. Again, as a man thinketh, so is he. In Romans 6:18, being then made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness. And then I just wanted to
go to Galatians 4, 5, where, you know, Paul is talking and he is saying, and I'll read here, but what the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So no, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
Wow, when you think of that, I'm going even back to Israel and New Breed when he said, it's a new season, it's a new day. And taking it back, as a man thinketh, so is he. So what are your thought like? What are you saying to yourself? What are you believing of yourself? Is what you believe about yourself actually true? A lot of times Satan put negative thoughts in our mind, in our hearts, and we operate out of the negativity spoken over us. Even sometimes from family members. You're never going to be any good. You're going to be like your daddy. He ain't no good and you ain't going to be no good. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Not from the person, but the spirit that's working through that person to tell you that. And as you operate over those thoughts that I'll never be any good, I'll never do anything, da-da-da-da-da, so on, your life reflects that. So the most important thing is the renewal of our mind. And the renewal of the mind comes with getting in the Word of God, having an open and profound, deep relationship with Him. And when I say that, I just mean, you know, spending time in His Word, spending time quietly reflecting on His Word, spending time with God where we're not always asking for something, but we just want to be with you, God. Talk to me. Tell me, some of my most profound times have come when I've just spent quiet time saying, Father God, just talk to me. I just want you to talk to me. I have gotten answers and direction and foresight when I've asked Him just to talk to me and not speak, but listen. You know, and I've said that again and again on the program, but I feel like it's so profoundly important that we take the time to listen to Abba Father, to establish a relationship with the Father. When you're in relationship with somebody, you spend some time with them. You anticipate, expect, become joyful and excited. Think about it when you see in your boo. You anticipate that time that you're going to spend with them. You are excited about that time. You can't wait to see them. Wow, what if? Aha moment. We were that way to spend time with God. How profound would He open up to us if we just so expectantly just couldn't wait to talk to Him? And when I've come to God in those moments when I just could not wait to hear from Abba, Father, and then that renewal of the mind when He became my Father. You know, He wasn't this big God in the sky, so apart from me that I had no intimate relationship with Him. He became God within me. The Spirit of God resides in me, and I am never alone because He's inside of me. I can tap in to Him at any given moment when needed. And because of that, and with the renewing of the mind, I've been made free. Do I struggle sometimes? Yes. Do I have to remind myself of my freedom in Christ? Yes. How did I obtain that freedom? Through the redemption, shed blood for my sins. He did that so that I wouldn't have to go through a lot of things. So if I'm obedient to Him and respectful and loving to Him, I'm free in Him. I'm free from the negativity of my past. I am free from whatever other people think of me and about me. And I'm free to be who He created me to be, a very powerful being, and not just me We all were created to be very powerful beings that walk this earth plane with a plan and a design, each unique in its own way. We are free to be who we are in Him. We are the sons of God, the sons and daughters of God, heirs of salvation. When you see law on that, when you think on that, if you're a son or a daughter of God, and our God, our Father, is not a deadbeat dad. He's a good dad. But whatever you have thought about God, know this, He's good. He's good all the time. And He only wants good for us. So if we operate in the goodness that He wants for us, we'll operate in a freedom on the earth plane. We'll be beings that know who we are, beings with a destiny and a purpose on the earth, beings that attract the goodness of the Lord to us, because light attracts light, and the darkness comprehends it not. So we would walk in the fullness of what He has designed and the purposes that He designed for us. So being a spiritual being on the earth plane that is free, a son or a daughter of God, what would that look like? So think on that for a moment. It would look like we'd be prosperous in mind, body, and spirit. And prosperity, you know, people give the prosperity preachers and all of that a bad rap. But prosperity is really being prosperous in the place that you are right now, being all that you can be in the place that you are right now, seeing what it is God has for you and operating from that. That would be prosperity. Prosperous in the place that God has you right now, being all that you can be in the place that God has you, knowing that there are even the more, He has more for you. And walking in the knowledge that He wants so much more from you, for you, and He is ready to give you. We had a powerful message today in church given by Minister Barbara, and I'm going to just reflect on some things she was saying, that we should be open. God wants us to be open in this period in time, open to receive, open to be downloaded with the glory and the goodness of the Lord, open to be a vessel to help others receive the sight, to help the captive break free, open to be used any way that God would have us to be used. So along with the freedom comes a measure of obedience. And when we are obedient to God and His word, it likens us to be free in Him, to be free to make the choices out of righteousness and out of right thinking. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, but we've become the righteousness of Christ, the rightness of Christ, meaning that, yes, we've sinned and we've done wrong, but once we plug into being Christ-like, to having Him as our personal Savior, to being saved by His grace and His mercy, then we become the righteousness of Christ, walking in rightness. He forgets and forgives the sins. Sometimes the person that holds us back the most is ourselves. I had a profound moment this week in a conversation with a very dear friend that I realized that I had operated a lot of my life not feeling valued. And as a woman, I often thought it was the man who I needed to feel value from. And in one of those, as Oprah says, aha moments, I realized the person that I needed to feel value from was God the Father and myself. I needed to find value in me. I needed to love me, and I needed to find that I am acceptable. I am valued. I am sacred. I am protected. And I needed to believe that. And I needed from this moment on to operate my life from that. So going back to what I was saying, as a man thinketh, so is he. So a lot of the time when I felt like when I was in relationships and I felt like they just didn't value me, they didn't appreciate me, I allowed some of that to happen because I indeed did not appreciate myself or I didn't value myself. Because if I valued myself, one of the things is some of the relationships that I had, I may not have had. And some of the things I went through, I wouldn't have gone through because I would have felt as who I am, a princess and a queen of my heavenly Father. He loves and protects me, and I am valued and loved in his sight. So when I retrained my thinking, when I began to see, it wasn't really me. It was God downloaded that at that moment for me, that in order to love, I kind of needed to know how to love me, and I needed to begin to learn to love me, following learning to love him. And I could pattern my love after the love that Christ loved the church, that he God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him shall have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he gave his son. That kind of love. That kind of love is freedom in itself. It's unrestricted. It's unbounded. It has no dimensions of time. It's accepting. It's loving. It's giving. It's uplifting. It takes us from glory to glory. And so when I think on those things, I know that as a spiritual being, one of the first things I have to do is to renew my mind and my mindset, knowing that I'm important, valued, and the beloved of God. He loved me so much that he gave his son so that I could have life and life eternal. And that good life, that heavenly life, which is going to be really something for some of you, can begin here now on the earth plane. And as I ascend to the heavenly plane, I can begin to even experience the goodness that God has for me. I don't have to wait always to the good by and high in the sky. I can begin to experience some of that goodness now on this earth realm. How do I begin to experience that? First, I have to renew my mind. Second, I have to be obedient to him and his word. I have to have an ongoing, steady, nurturing relationship with the Father. I have to know who I am in him and stand in that. And I have to be able to love and give love freely, acceptingly. That is the beginning. Those are the beginning steps of being free in Christ and walking as a free spirit being on the earth plane. I know in Soul in the City, one of the things that we say, or I usually say, is this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to take the spirit higher and higher. So I'm asking you today to reflect on what are the shackles that are holding you down from being all that God has for you to be. Is it your thinking? Is it the way you see yourself? Is it the way you allow others to treat you? Let's think on that. Is it the way you allow others to treat you? Are you in relationships where they may be destructive or they may be harming either verbally or physically? Or they're just not uplifting and they're bringing you down? Are you attracting these people in your life because of your self-esteem and because of who you believe you are? And if you're believing those things and you are a child of the Most High God, a son or daughter of God, know that you are the beloved of God, and he does not want you. He wants good for you, and he wants you to be an open vessel to get that good to you. He doesn't want you living your life in a life of drama, mess, and doom. Getting out of that the first step to do is to renew your mind and your thinking, to know that you're beloved, to know that God wants you, he needs you as much as you need and want him, that you are important and the apple of his eye, that he is your father. And some people have a hard time relating to God as father because you haven't had good examples of father. He, like I said earlier, is not a deadbeat dad. He is a good father. He provides. He's Jehovah Jireh. He heals, he restores, he renews, he regenerates, he rejuvenates. He is all that for you. And you know what? Because you are connected to him, when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, and you have that God power inside of you. You become a new creature in him. Old things pass away. So the old things that you've done, he's released you from that. Now release yourself. Release and renew your mind, knowing that you are blessed beyond measure. Everything you need at any given moment, he is ready and willing to give to you in righteousness and with right thinking and according to his word. We just have to be open to receive his goodness. You are precious in his sight. Don't even think that that is not so. Any other thing that you hear that you have in your belief system, take the time to remove that from your belief system, that you are, this is the lie from the pit of hell, that you're not any good. You are good because you come from a good father. He created you to be good, to be the fruit of the earth. You are blessed. You are not cursed. You are blessed. And you are very, very precious in his sight. Well, like I said, these were just some Selah moments, some things to think about. We're going to take a few minutes again to listen to a little music, and then I'll come back and we'll talk about that. Some of the things I'm saying, just think on that, how good God is and how he wants to get good to you. He wants to give good things to you. He wants to be all that good, and he wants to make sure that you receive good from him. He's a good father. A good father only wants good for his children. Think on that as we listen to a little music. We'll be right back. Well, I'm back. Did you hear what Israel and Nubri were singing? Nothing else matters. I live to worship you. And that is the beginning of our freedom in him, is to come to the realization that nothing else matters. No, my relationship with you, God, is so powerful. It's so encompassing. It's so good. And nothing else matters. And part of our freedom in Christ is that freedom to worship him. And when we come into a period of worship and communication with the Father, nothing else matters. So today, listeners, it was just me giving you some things to ponder, some things to think about, and some things to reflect on. I so hope you enjoyed the show and you got something out of it. I would just like to leave with some prayer. Again, if there's anything that anybody has to comment or question about, you can call in at 760-695-1120. Again, that's 760-695-1120. Father God, we just come to you, first of all, thanking you for being our Father, our Abba Father. Thank you for renewing mindsets tonight, Lord, that people became open channels tonight and every night to receive your goodness and to receive the renewing of their mindsets to know that you are a good Father and you only want to get good to us. Let us be obedient to your word. Let us operate out the love that you have for us. Let us let that love flow through us to other beings. Lord, for those who are suffering from low self-esteem and are beating themselves up for whatever mistakes they've made in the past, may you renew their mindset, letting them know that that is done, it is finished. Turn around, walk the right way. Come and unite with your Father. Free your mind and your body will follow and your spirit will follow. So, Father God, we thank you that you've renewed our mind and our mindset. I pray for every listener out there, for whatever hindrances or obstacles may be in the way, that in the name of Jesus that they are removed as I speak, and so it is, and that they are free to be the awesome, powerful spirit beings on this earth plane that you created them to be, and to remember that we are spirits on the earth plane. Lord, let our light so shine that we lift up Jesus to all. As he said, if you lift me up, I'll draw a man to me. And we lift him up so that all men may be drawn unto him. These and all blessings we ask in our Savior, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. So, listeners, thank you for listening in today. Just wanted to let you know that we're free in Christ and we need to walk that freedom out on this earth realm. So you make sure that you walk in the freedom of who you are. I bless you and I invite you in on. We will be having some future shows coming up. We'll do the Ladies in the View from the Pew sometime in December. Our pastors, Mark and Patricia Douglas, will be with us on December the 3rd, we'll have a program with them. That program will be announced and up on the web. I invite you to listen to some of the archive shows. There's great information there for all who, and there's some really good shows, if I must say so myself. So be sure to listen in. We have some great things coming up down the pike. Some exciting shows, and for 2012, we'll be doing some very exciting things, some things on location. So I invite you to keep on and keep on listening, listen to the archive shows, and remember, this is a soul in the city. We inspire you to go higher and higher in the spirit, and we invite you to look at the city of your soul, remove the debris and the junk. Open up yourselves to hear from our Abba Father and to operate out of the truth of who that you are. Be blessed. This is Soul in the City.